Welcome to the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast. This is the show where I don't record any book review. This is going to be just me at the end of the book review that I did before I did it as a live streaming episode. So people in the chat room there watching live, they asked me questions. For example, what books are you going to be reading next? They talked a bit about my juggling, talked a bit about my writing projects, and talked a bit about books that I recommend and things like that. And it was a bit of fun, so I decided to edit it out and put it here as a separate podcast. And of course you can see this as a video if you just go to ustream.tv/channel/LukeBurridge, and you'll be able to click on the videos and see the full podcast that we did. And I'm not sure if you can see the old chat that's there. I'm not entirely sure, but you'll be able to see it. So enjoy these questions and answers. Of course, you don't hear the questions. You just hear me reading out the questions. A bit muddled, but it's a special episode. See how it goes. So see you on the other side. Yes, we are actually video live. People in the chat room now, people are actually going, is it live video here? Yes, this is actually live. This is going on now. So people listening on the podcast, if you enjoyed the podcast today, very, very sorry about doing the whole doing the video at the same time. It's probably a bit more stuttering than normal, not actually quite sure, and I'm gonna have to do so much editing on this podcast that to go out here on the video feed, on the audio feed, but hopefully it'll all work out. So if you've enjoyed this, if you've got anything to say about my review of Hyperion or anything at all like that, just email me, luke@juggler.net. I reply to every single email, especially the ones with questions in it, which is good. Any book suggestions that you've got for me, email them to me. Somebody actually said, hey, a lot of the books that you're reading are sort of like seems to be nanotechnology, far future kind of stuff going on, big science fiction series. And that's actually true, because that's what Accelerando was, and that's what this book is, Hyperion is, and that's what quite a few of the books that I've been reading recently have been. But that's why I like to mix it up. That's why I'm doing some weird books. Okay, so that's about it. So otherwise, let's take some questions here from the chat room. Ah, okay, yes. Someone says, Luke, can you tell us more of the books in your queue? Actually, I do have them here. Books in my queue. I've just done this one. Show it here for the people in the chat room. I've just done that one, Hyperion. Also, actually, let me get this other window up here so I can see the video a bit better. Okay. Next up, I also have in my queue, I have this book, which is a one that I bought in Belgium, where I found a book there. It's the John Wyndham compilation, Day of the Triffids, The Kraken Wakes, or the Kraken, as they say in, The Pirates of the Caribbean, but it's Kraken, I think, and The Chrysalids. I've read The Chrysalids many times, and I think I've read The Kraken Wakes once before, so that's good. If you guys in the chat room have got any comments about any of these books, stick them up there. I've also got here, we've got John Varley, Steel Beach, because I read Red Thunder and thought it was absolute wank. Just complete and utter trash. But everyone was saying, oh no, you need to read Steel Beach, and there's another one. I can't remember that way. So I got out. I got John Varley's book here. I've got another book here. Kim Stanley Robinson, check that one out. This is called The Gold Coast. I've read another book by Kim Stanley Robinson called... It's like a trilogy of books all set on the Californian coast. I have a book here, which I've still got to read. It's a very thin book. It's called Robot Brains, and it's by Sidney J. Bounds. Now, the only reason why I got... I got the Robot Brains is because I really liked the front cover, and it was sitting there in the bookshop around the corner. I've also got this one here as well. I've got John Barnes, The Sky So Big and Black. Let me see if I can make it so that the front cover of that book is less reflective. Yes, The Sky So Big and Black. Because, again, that's another book that I read a book with John Barnes and Buzz Aldrin. Was it the... Adventure to Tiber, or whatever it was called. Encounter with Tiber. And I actually quite enjoyed some parts of it, and I was not quite sure if I enjoyed the Buzz Aldrin parts of it or the John Barnes parts of it. So I thought, hey, I'll get this John Barnes book. So yes, I'll just read them off here. On my iPod, I have different titles. I've got Inherit the Stars by James P. Hogan. I've got Neptune Crossing by Jeffrey Carver. Strange Attractors by Jeffrey Carver, and The Infinite Sea by Jeffrey Carver 2. We've got The Mountains of Mourning by Lewis McMaster Bejeweled. who are, I've never read any of these authors before, but they're free to download and really handy to have here on the old iPod. So that's why I'm using them. And I think I've got some others as well. No, those are the books that I've got left to read. So anybody in the chat, if you've got any suggestions of the book that I should read after the next one, because I know that was one of the questions, it's sort of what you're reading after the book that you're reading now. It's going to be one of those books, or maybe another book that I find. Maybe not a science fiction book. Maybe I'll read something else. And yes, I am going to review all of the books I just mentioned, because that's what I do. Because if I read a book, I review it. If it's a science fiction book, I review it. That's why this is called the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast. Ustreamer 23336. Anyway, really, I'm looking for other questions about anything. But specifically, if you've got any questions specifically to do with the Hyperion thing... Hyperion novel that I just reviewed, so throw out those questions too. Next question: can you tell us some of the titles you have shortlisted for your book? Titles? Oh, my own book. Yes, my own novel. Yes, because I've written a novel and I sent it out to like 19. No, it was more than 19 people I sent it out to, but 19 new readers, and you know, hopefully going to get some good feedback from them. And yes, I really do need a title for my own first novel, which I plan on releasing on the world in maybe various formats. I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to do with a release, but yeah, the big thing is what's going to be the name of the book, and it. Turns out that I've got not a single email back from anyone who I sent out. Like I say, I sent out 19 new readers plus other readers who've read it before. Not a single email back yet. Not even one to say, hey, got your email. Thanks, I'll read it later. The only email that I got about it was someone who said, from the description that you read out on the podcast, because I think I read out the sort of back cover idea that I had, and someone said, uncertain future, or future uncertain. So that's the only suggestion I've got so far. I'd look in my email to find out who sent that, but I wouldn't be able to find it quickly. And also, any quick updates on the book? Yeah, I mean, it's just I finished the book, edit number 5 of my own novel, and it's just out and waiting for people to go back. I'm going to start editing, going to finish off the continuity edit of my my next book, which is titled, titled Monster Story, like working titled Monster Story so far, because it really is a monster story, because I wanted to write action and adventure and monsters, which is pretty cool. Multiplicity. Oh, as a title for my next book, Multiplicity. Maybe. Or my first book. I think Multiplicity is a little bit too bland. But I guess you've actually read the book, so you know what's going on there. Next question: would you say that Hyperion is good as an introduction to the science fiction genre? I would say it's not a good introduction to the science fiction genre. I always think a good introduction to the science fiction genre is something which. I mean, it would be a great introduction to science fiction genre for someone who's already well into like poetry and loads and like massive amounts of literature. But just for someone coming into science fiction, I would say no. I would go for something like another classic, 80s classic, Ender's Game, which sort of introduces you to the ideas, same kind of ideas, aliens, spaceships, war, all that kind of stuff, but in a much more gentle kind of way into it. I'd say Ender's Game is a good one. And lots of other books you could say, but Hyperion, certainly not a good first book. Not a good first science fiction book for a new science fiction reader. Next question. Will you be doing the cover art for it yourself, or will Polar do this for you? The cover art for my my own novel, I've not even thought about cover art or anything like that at all. Because it's... I plan on releasing it electronically, so I guess I could do some kind of art, but I've really not thought about it at all. The only thing that I had so far is a picture of a guy walking through London in a bowler hat, because a lot of the action takes place in London. I quite like the idea of having just a businessman in the front of it, but that's like so like nothing to do with science fiction or anything like that at all. Just a guy in a bowler hat. Although I like the idea of a guy in a bowler hat as the front cover of the book, because that would sort of reflect one of the main characters and one of the main themes, I guess. Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe a businessman wearing glasses as a suggestion there from someone who's actually read my first novel in the chat room. Yeah, will Polo do this art for you? To be honest, I artwork on the front of books, I think it's very, very specific kind of art. And actually, to be honest, I think some of Polo's artwork would be pretty much fantastic for it in a way, because she actually works with collage. And she uses found pictures, like poster walls and stuff, in collage. And I think because my book, it does tell quite a sprawling story. It's spread over about 20 years of time, and it follows lots and lots of different characters. A collage might go pretty well. Yeah, so maybe that's a good idea. I'll look into it, but I really haven't thought about it. Next question here. How do you feel about Hyperion possibly being made into a movie? No. There's some books which probably shouldn't be made into movies, and I don't think... because I say there's so much of the book relies on the like literary references and like the storytelling. How are you going to tell something in first person and third person and all these different kind of storytelling devices? And as a, you know, I think it would be a little bit tricky to do that kind of thing. More questions. Throw out more questions here, because I can keep doing questions for the next 10 minutes or so. You streamer asked, any movie recommendations for us? What is the last film you saw? The last film I saw, I guess, was The Mist, which is another sort of collaboration between Stephen King and Frank Darabont, the writer and director, who brought you The Shawshank Redemption. And this is just a monster movie, and it's... I really, really enjoyed it, because it's a monster movie where the monster... I mean, the special effects are a bit crap, actually. So when you're actually looking at the monster itself is a bit rubbish. But actually, the interaction between the people is really great. And then the end of the film, The Mist, is like the most utterly bleak is the word I was looking for there. Bleak ending. And some people say, oh yeah, it's really bad because everyone dies at the end. No, this book is worse. No, this, sorry, book. This movie is worse than everyone just dying at the end. There's ways to make a film a lot worse than people just dying at the end. And it is awesome. When you get there, you think, oh, they're not gonna, oh, they have. And then it pushes it a little bit further and you're like, ah. Next thing is, don't see Knowing. It's crap. I don't know the film Knowing. I don't know Knowing. Oh, yes, I do know. Yeah, I heard a review on it on a podcast, and they said, no. Next question. Will there be more video book reviews? Well, I guess that's going to be down to the people, you guys in the chat room. If you enjoyed it, yeah, maybe I'll do it again. But the way that the podcast works is that I don't actually plan in advance when I'm going to finish my book. So I don't know when it's going to happen. So you're going to have to follow me, like follow my blog or Twitter or something. And I'll be saying, like, tonight I'll be doing one. And then you just got to get online. And hopefully my internet connection will be a lot better. The other way that I could do it is actually do it in the morning, I guess, is another way of doing it. But I guess people won't get up in Europe, but people in Australia will still be able to get there. And the other way to do it is to do it like really late at night, like instead of doing it 11 o'clock at night, doing it 2 o'clock in the morning. So a lot more people in America could maybe get connected a little bit easier. Cause I know people on the West Coast, I was just talking to Jesse from the SFF Audio, website, and he was just going to work. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He was just going to work. So maybe, next thing, yes please. Oh yes, people are saying yes please to more video stuff again. Maybe if I can work it out why the connection was all a bit on the futz tonight, why I could probably do it a lot better, and I'll be better set up, and I'll be less distracted and things like that. Next question is, by the way, I only asked about the Hyperion movie because it is already being, because apparently it is being made. It is being made. Ah. Well, I guess, yeah, great, I guess. I mean, there's some films which work really, really well as a film, like from book to film. For some reason, Philip K. Dick books often transfer across into good films, but mainly because his ideas are really good, as well as his writing, but the ideas are good enough that, like, a director could just go, I'm just going to take this idea and then do my own thing with it. That's why you get Total Recall, which is a really great fun movie in a way. You know, it's like action sci-fi. It's really great, and then the idea is good. And of course, Minority Report, Blade Runner, and all these other stuff. So that can work out well. The thing is, I don't think the idea behind Hyperion, or so what I've read so far in this first book, is actually all that good. I mean, it's a nice idea, but there's nothing groundbreaking there. So in a way, it would just be like a generic kind of like people going along on a journey. It'd be a bit weird. So I'd rather someone take the idea of a frame story and a mystery and a pilgrimage and then actually tell it. And then, but again, I don't know how the second book goes in the Hyperion Cantos series goes. So I'm not really sure how it would work out. Have you read any other Dan Simmons? I think I have. I think I read a book of his called Heavy Weather or something like that. It talked about storm chasers down near New Orleans or Kentucky or something like that, which I quite enjoyed. But again, it was nothing massively impressive. Oh, not that I remember. I mean, it sticks with me. There's lots of good stuff. I mean, if I remember like lots of key events. In the book and things like that, I would remember it, and I do remember it. So yeah, maybe heavy weather, strong wind, something like that. Someone people who know Dan Simmons will probably know that. Or if I'm just talking crap and it was another author, I don't know. Ustreamer, there's two Ustreamers. If you type in /Nick NICK and then another name, I'll be able to tell you apart a bit easier. Because it's a bit weird. Here we go. Have you? I mentioned earlier that the Arkady and Boris Stradutsky wrote Roadside Panic, which was partially the source for the film Stalker, 1979. No, I haven't read that book, and I haven't seen the book either. But apparently, there's some good Russian science fiction out there. Again, I've never seen it. People talking about Solaris when I actually mentioned this book as well. And Stanislav Lem. No, I've never read anything by these guys. Another question. Have you read any Philip K. Dick? Yes, I have, and probably the book after. Of course, all these books, this huge big pile of books, I'm not going to read them, all of them, straight away next. I'm probably going to read I want to read one book by Philip J. Philip Palmer? Yeah, guy who died recently, because I'm just getting mixed up by Philip K. Dick and other people. So I'm going to read To Your Scattered Bodies Go, which I have read before, and somebody else recommended another Philip K. Dick novel, which was A Man in a High Castle. Of course, I've read that before as well, but I'm going to reread that again. So I'm going to go on a little bit of a like classic old school science fiction bend to get away from nanotechnology and singularity. Which Philip K. Dick novel would be a good first novel? I would say, yeah, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Someone just mentioned it there on the chat feed there. That is, I think, of all the ones that I've read by Philip K. Dick, that is one of the best, or one of the most accessible ones. And then from then on, you can try out some others. Question, have you ever read any Gene Wolfe? No, I haven't read any Gene Wolfe, but people keep recommending it, and then other people say, no, don't bother, because it's more fantasy than science fiction, and then other people say, no, really, you should read it, and then I get other emails saying, oh, yeah, it's great. I missed a question. Let me go up here. Yeah. What kind of camera do you take along with you on your adventures? I take along this camera. It's called a Canon FS100. And as you see, I've sellotaped on a wide-angle lens onto the front there, because I couldn't find a lens that would fit the front of this camera, and I broke my wide-angle lens there. So there you go. And and it's small and it fits, and it's a little hard drive. It fits about an hour's worth of good quality, 720p. Oh yeah, of course my DSLR camera. I have three lenses for that. I have it's like a Rebel XL or whatever it's called, a Rebel TX, Rebel. It's like a DSLR. What is it? D 400 or 350, 400 or something like that. That's what I use, and I use the normal like kit lens that comes with it, which goes from like 18 millimeters up to what 70 or something like that. And then I have a prime portrait lens, which is a 50 millimeter lens on top of that, which has got a really like f 1.8 or something, so it's really good for low light. And then I've got like a zoom lens, which is like 70 to 300 millimeter lens, zoom lens for wildlife photography and taking pictures of birds and shit like that. Yeah. So, yeah, I actually have three different lenses, which I swap around quite a lot for my photography. And I've actually got some photos from my last trip that I've yet to upload, but I'll put them up soon. Gosh, that's got nothing to do with science fiction or anything like that. But sure, I'll take any questions. Any more questions? Oh, yeah, someone says it's a bit more fantasy. I guess this is the Gene Wolfe. A bit more fantasy, but more in the sense that Dune is fantasy. Well, I don't think Dune is fantasy at all. I think it's actually very good science fiction. Well, the first Dune book is. The rest of them do sort of get a bit more fantastical and a bit more fantasy-like. Anyway, there you go. Any more questions? Otherwise, we'll wrap this up because I've been doing questions for a few minutes now. What is your favorite genre of fiction? Is that a serious question? My favorite genre of fiction of reading is, of course, science fiction, yes. Favorite genre in science fiction... well, again, you just look down the list of all the podcasts that I've done and see which ones I give the highest rating to. I really like classic stuff, some shorter novellas, like some, you know, good stuff from the 40s and 50s and things like that. You know, this is something I really like, is reading science fiction written in the past and then sort of getting like the old style. I mean, it's not a genre, but this is what I really like about like more historical science fiction. Like thinking about like something like Heinlein. He's going, okay, we've got this technology now. I'm going to extrapolate into the future and see what it goes. Now, the thing is, at the moment, because we are approaching the singularity in square quotes there, so much of like the science fiction that's written now is almost fantasy. It's like space opera, big singularity, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology can do anything. So actually in my second novel that I've written, it's more of a novella, The Monster Story, what I've actually done is written it as though I've written it in around about 1975 to 1980, maybe a little bit later than that. So the level of technology that they're using is, of course, science fiction, but I've extrapolated it from what we thought would be in place in like the early 1980s. So it's not just everything on the internet. And I think this is... it was more of just a writing exercise and also something that interests me, because that's the kind of science fiction that I would like reading. So, of course, that's the stuff I'm going to write. So there is more advanced technology into the future as well. But it's not like, hey, doing this. So people don't have mobile phones and there's no internet and there's nothing like that. And it's set on another planet, which is... So it's more of like one of these, like a bit... I felt very influenced by someone like Jack Vance, who has got these very much what we call a planetary romance. So like somebody lands on a planet and they've not got a lot and they're sort of talking about different stuff and going on different journeys, and it's more adventure. And that's what I really like about it. So if you read some Jack Vance, that's got good fun. But of course I do like the big series. I like the Peter F. Hamiltons and the Ian M. Bankses and the Alistair Reynolds and the big sort of like future, you know, like the space opera stuff going on at the same time, which is good. Ustreamer 23336 asks, the reason I want to ask about your favorite genre is because I want to know how the writing in those books has influenced your own approach to writing, style of language used, prose, and so on. Yeah, well, like I say, I was talking about my second novel there, written there, very much about like the ideas, you know, the sort of like the planetary romance kind of thing, which is a really good fun, sort of like a very light kind of thing, young protagonist having an adventure. That's really, really influenced me there quite a lot. For my first novel, it was very, very influenced by quite a few people. Heinlein in one case, for sort of like some of, again, this is stuff that I think about when I'm writing. And again, Ian M. Banks with specifically one of his novels there, the book that I wrote, because I was really, really struggling to write a book, and I was always thinking, how can I get into it? And I'd write the first few chapters and then I'd leave it, and then another 3 months later I'd go back and try and read them, write them again, and it wouldn't work. And then it got to the point where I was like, I don't have to tell it as an ABC. I don't have to say this character does this, 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 and this, and then this character does this, 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 and this, and then this character. And in Ian M. Banks' book, the one that I actually reviewed on the podcast here the use of weapons because it isn't because it's got this very strange structure. I was like, I don't have to tell the story A, B, C. I can tell it B, C, D, J, M, Q. Like, and I could go around and I was like, that is what I needed. And that's the kind of thing that I needed. And it was also really handy to work because I was telling a story in a non-linear fashion. When I actually sat down to write, I could just go typey, 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 type, finish a chapter and then stop for the day. And then the next day, I didn't have to try and continue that storyline and get writer's block in that way. I could just think, okay, I need to write a chapter with this character and I could write their first chapter. And then I could go, oh, I need to write a chapter with this character and write it and things like that. But yeah, I'm again with the style of prose. I'm not sure about the style of prose. It's just I think it's just me. I've been writing for a long, long time, and it's just something I have to keep building on. And I'm getting better because I'm listening to a lot of different writing podcasts and reading stuff about writing, and it's really helped me. Like the first edit now of my first novel, and now I read this last edit, it's like night and day. It's like so different, it's unbelievable. Thanks a lot for listening to those questions being answered there by me. And again, of course, you can see that as video, probably a bit more entertaining as video because I'm just going and rambling on here. And maybe with the video, you can see me like looking at the screen as I'm reading the pictures. I'm not reading the pictures, looking at the pictures and reading the questions. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, email me, luke@juggler.net, blah, 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 blah. You know the whole thing. I'm out of here. Catch you next time.